Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 16th of August. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
Hello, 2 weeks in a row. I feel like I've been coming here for weeks now. Weeks.
It's becoming a habit, isn't it?
It is.
Blimey.
It's good fun, though.
What happened there?
I know. It all went a bit wrong for you, Paul, having to put up with me.
I know.
Once.
No, it's lovely to have you, Joe, and it's lovely to have you 2 weeks back to back.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. We might even get you on the Christmas show this year.
That was funny, wasn't it? Somebody saying, do you ever had Jules and I in the studio together? And you have actually. I'm sure we've done two or three shows together.
Listener, they've never been seen in the same place at the same time. There's something spooky going on there for sure.
Yes, exactly. But no, we have. I think we did a couple of shows just by chance that we happened to both be around at the same time. But every Christmas, you say about 3 days before, are you coming on the Christmas show this year? And I never can.
Christmas always comes as a surprise to you, doesn't it, Joe?
I knew you were going
to
say that.
She says, you don't plan it, Paul. And I go, well, it is on the 25th of December most years.
Okay, let me say, you don't invite me, usually.
Oh, I see.
But now I know I'm invited, I'll make more of an effort, okay?
Yeah, okay. No, it would be good. It would be good to get everybody together, and I'm sure we will try and do that this year. Good stuff. Right. As always, though, we want to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us on our brand spankly, sparkly new telephone with our brand spanking, sparkly new telephone number, which is 01233. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. 01233 220035. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or you can do what most people do if you want to talk to us on a regular basis and interact with us live on the show, and that is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've got...
You could tweet me.
Or you could tweet Joe. Yeah, at Joe Dodds. You could do that.
Yeah. He doesn't want you to, though. Can you
But
tell?
Whatever you do, but whatever you do, whichever of us that you tweet, and Joe, I have to say, Joe is incredibly made up, because she got a tweet addressed to her.
I did.
Saying that she read out the tweets better than me.
Yeah, Carl from Kent, I've already given you a mention on Facebook Live, and now another mention on here, and you know, it might happen again later in the show, you never know.
Do you think they've worked out a marketing strategy there that's got them three mentions for the price of one?
Exactly.
Oh, I think so too.
I did give that bit of advice last week, didn't I? But people other than Carl from Kent obviously didn't listen.
Yeah, well, cool. Good stuff. Okie doke. So, as I say, you can email us, tweet us at VanillaWeb or at Joe Dodds, as long as you use the hashtag.
Yes, use the hashtag.
Which is, Joe?
Hashtag BBunker.
You're right, it is.
It is.
Nice one. Good. Okay, I'll tell you what, should we start off with an email, though?
Yes. Should I do mine? Yeah.
Go
so,
for it.
There's a new exhibition, Colour and Landscape, by Nick Hampshire, who's now living in Cranbrook, Kent. Isn't that funny? Called Hampshire? Uh-huh. Do you think he lived in Hampshire before? Probably not.
I know what happened there. He used to be called Nick Kent, and he lived in Hampshire, but he moved to Kent, so he changed. No,
possibly not. Anyway, so Nick Hampshire received formal art training from a local artist and followed this with a 2-year apprenticeship as a picture restorer. And Nick specialises in Victorian art and artists and has diversified his own style of painting, using his talents as both a restorer and artist using traditional techniques, following closely in the footsteps of the 19th century artists. His use of colour is quite astonishing. So Colour in Landscape exhibition runs at the Grierson Gallery in Sevenoaks from August the 12th to the 25th. Do you know, that reminds me of a story I heard or read today. Has it been in the news? Not today, this week, about somebody in the war who sold a really expensive painting. Mm-hmm. Or did I read it in a book? Sold a really expensive painting to one of the Gestapo or whatever, and then got arrested for war crimes afterwards, and they said it was treason. And then they found out, or he demonstrated that he didn't actually sell them a really expensive painting. He'd actually painted a forgery and sold them that. So he got off the treason thing and got a
medal instead.
But he did a really, really good copy, so they believed it was this really, like, millions of pounds or millions of whatever they paid for it in painting.
Wow.
See?
I didn't see that. Where was that?
I think it must have, I don't know, maybe it was on a blog post or something. Obviously, it wasn't in the news. I thought you might have heard of it, but it must just have been one of my random things that I've picked up this week.
Cool. I want to do a quick shout out, and I'm going to do this again next week as well. But a regular listener of ours on the show, Chris Hyde, who is from Camellia Genics,
That's I haven't got my beige cardigan on, don't worry.
No, he's checking. Unfortunately, Chris is currently listening to us from the Royal Brompton Hospital.
Oh, no.
Where his daughter Sophie is undergoing some treatment. So we send out our best wishes to Sophie. And also, just to say a happy birthday to Sophie on the 27th of August, when she'll be 17. And while we're up to that, her sister, Rebecca, has a birthday on the 24th of August. Mm. And those of us with birthdays in August are in sympathy with you.
What, because nobody's around? No?
Yeah. No, I've got an August birthday as well.
So little Dotty. Birthday, yeah. 7th of the month. Party, 29th of the month. We can never have it on her birthday because nobody's here. So, yes, we have lots of sympathy.
Big birthday wishes to Sophie Hyde and Rebecca Hyde.
Yes. And get well soon.
And get well soon, yeah. Sophie. Yeah, and we're thinking of you on the Business Monkey Show. We've also had a tweet from the Holcombe Health Clinic, and they say, "Hi, Vanilla Webb, please could we have a shout-out on the Business Bunker? We've been really enjoying your show lately."
Oh, that must have been because I was here. Is it just
last week?
I knew
you were going to say that. I knew. I set that up just for you, didn't I?
I know you did, didn't you? Yeah. Oh, that's good to hear, isn't it?
Yeah,
I know it's
absolutely.
Not, I know it's not me.
Yeah.
Well, Miriam McGuirk has said she'll listen later. She says, "Go knock it out of the park."
So, I will, Miriam.
Yeah, and she tweeted
author,
me
Miriam?
As well.
Is that the author, Miriam McGuirk, author of Tales from Turkey?
Yes, possibly. That rings a bell. I'm just looking now. But you know her, so yes. Mm. Yes, that is her.
Cool. We've also had a tweet from Broadway Jewellers, Broadway Jewel on the Twitter. And they say, "Hi, Vanilla Webb, please can we have a shout out on the Business Bunker Show? We have a diamond rings sale." Looks at ladies around here thinking, who shall I get a diamond ring for?
Hopefully not me.
Do you not like diamond rings? Are you into sapphires and emeralds instead? Anyway, Broadway Jewelers, or Broadway Jewel on the Twitter, they have a 25% off sale until Saturday the 20th of August on diamond rings.
Lovely.
So if you're feeling the urge to get engaged, now's the time to do it.
Did you see that person who got engaged on the Olympics? They're Chinese.
Yes, I did.
Did you see the comments? And I do have some thought that actually he did sort of steal her thunder, didn't he?
Yeah, Julia Hartley Brewer, the journalist for one of the daily papers, put that. She went, "It's all about me, me, me."
She didn't look that impressed, did she? And it did take her a little while to apparently say yes.
So, it kind of did detract a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah. I'm sure that's not his intention, though. He thought it was probably like the best time to do it, but. Yeah,
absolutely.
Probably didn't have the right effect in the end.
Yeah.
There we go. Do you know, I'm quite excited. Denise has sent us, I'm getting it wrong already, send us some tongue twisters. So I'm going to be useless at them. So when we have a moment, we'll have to give them a go, Paul.
I have to explain this. One of our regular listeners, Denise.
Very good. It's only because she's changed her Twitter handle, so you now know how to say it.
Yeah, she changed her Twitter handle so I could pronounce it properly. And every week she sends me a tweet about the words that I've mispronounced. Okay. So now she's trying to be funny. And later on, there's a tweet I saw go through.
There's two.
Which is there two of them?
And she's written them herself. I can tell. So we can't have practiced them because I'm quite good at She Sells Seashells and, you know, Peter Piper. But these are actually brand new, unique to the Business Bunker.
I can do My Dad's Dog Died.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll try them later, shall we?
Did I tell you that story?
No.
My dad's dog died. Some of us aren't old enough in this studio, but one or two might be. Back in the 60s and 70s, there was a comedian very active on TV called Freddie Parrotface Davis.
No, I was too young.
No. Anyway.
So, you're right.
Well, Paul remembers him.
Yeah.
Freddie Parrotface Davis... We last year we staged a one-man show for him locally in St Mary's Bay.
Does he look like a parrot?
No.
Oh, so why is he called Parrotface?
Oh, it's a long story.
Oh, yeah, that's a long story.
You don't want to know.
No.
Google it.
I will.
Actually, read his biography because he won New Faces.
Okay.
But the whole reason he was on New Faces in the first place was a funny story in itself, and they put him on just as a filler, and he ended up winning.
Oh, okay.
And he went
bit like that girl with blonde hair that was on Big Brother that was pretended to be a celebrity, but she wasn't, and now she is. What's her name? Chardonnay or something? No,
Chardonnay. Chardonnay Mercedes or something. Yeah, her. Well, it was a bit like that. Anyway, we've got to get to the end of this story.
The other people in the studio are giving me looks like, who is that woman?
Yeah, everyone's getting bored and
losing
the will to live now. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, he was in the changing room before going on air. Going on stage. And I walked in and he looked at me full in the face and he went, "My dad's dog died." And I went, "I'm really sorry to hear that, Freddie." He went, "My dad's dog died." And I went, "Yeah, I know. You just told me. I'm really sorry." He went, "My dad's dog died." And I went, "Freddie, I'm sure you're upset, but you've now told me that 3 times. And he went, "Will you shut up?" And I said, "I'm just sympathising." He said, "I'm practising." I said, "What?" He said, that's how you get your tongue untwisted. "My dad's dog died. My dad's dog died." And I, right, okay.
Okay, well, we'll see later, won't we? Challenge is on.
Okay, when I get to it, I'll try and read it in one go. But we've also had a tweet from Century Executive. And they say, "Vanilla Web, can we have a shout out, please? We are a new company providing executive cars with professional drivers. We're based in Maidstone and we cover the whole of Kent. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Century, S-E-N-T-R-Y, Century Executive." There you go.
Don't think that worked. Twitter went a bit wrong then. Don't think that practice dog died thing works.
Why?
Because you just said Twitter funny. You need to listen back.
Why? What did I say? Century Executive.
No, Twitter. Twitter went wrong. Ask Denise. She'll tell you. Denise, tweet him. Tell him.
All right. Okay. Blimey. Read an email then.
Okay. So there's a business coffee app from Kent Invicta Chamber. Come along for a mid-morning coffee and pastry and engage with the local businesses. It's on Wednesday, the 24th of August at the Holiday Inn in Rochester, which is Chatham ME5NSF, for those sat-navs out there. Don't know why I read that bit out. It's from 10:30 till 12. Come and meet your local rep, Kaz, who'll greet you to discuss the benefits of membership and bring along plenty of business cards for circulation.
Cool. Thank you. Tractor Fest is back.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Tractor Fest is back. Don't miss this hugely popular, fun-packed family event Saturday the 20th and Sunday the 21st of August from 10 till 5 at the Beech Lane Field in Bindon. It's the Tractor Fest. What's not to like? Get along. I'm sure it's fun. There's lots of things for all the family and all the kids.
Can't say more than that, really, can you?
You can't really. There's an IOD director's briefing called Funding for Growth. And it's taking place on Thursday the 15th of September at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Ashford International Hotel. Refreshments and a light breakfast will be provided. There is a fee. Funding is provided to either affect some change in the economy, such as to create more jobs, to create innovation, or for green or ecological working. And so to address a market failure such as a lack of social enterprises. So for this reason, criteria and eligibility is often very specific. In addition, your guide to grants, loans and local KCC funds will give you all the latest. This information day will give you top tips for getting investment ready. So it's an information day about the funding that's available to fund growth of businesses locally. 7 till 9. Ashford International Hotel on the 15th of September. Check it out.
Lovely. UK Directory app have said users of their app will have received a notification that the show is starting. So obviously it's now started and they're saying don't miss out, to tune in. So thank you for that mention.
Fantastic.
And that notification.
Yep. So UK Directory app is one of the apps that's available for listening to the show live, and it does have push notifications so that basically if you don't want to miss the start of the show, sign up for the notifications and it will let you know when we're live. Good. Fruit Bowl Media have tweeted. Oh, they included you in it.
They did tweet me as well. I did mean to say it was them as well. It wasn't just Kent. Oh, I forgot what they were. Carsfromkent.com.
That's their fourth mention.
It nearly wasn't, though. I couldn't remember what they were called. Sorry.
Okay.
I won't mention it again.
Well, Fruit Bowl Media have also mentioned you. And they say, can we have a shout-out, please, Joe? Yeah. We are a cool website design company based in Canterbury. Fruitbowlmedia.com.
Yes, exactly. You are.
So there you go. So Joe has two fans.
Oh, that's just so sad, isn't it? If anyone else is a fan, please tweet me now, otherwise I won't cry.
Well, while you're crying, I'm going to play some tunage.
Good
what
plan.
Do you reckon?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to play a bit of Tapao. I was watching, I can't remember what night it was, a couple of nights ago, I was watching Tracks of the 80s on TV because I was bored really late at night. And we started this huge Twitter conversation about tracks and things that we liked.
So I'm guessing, is this China in Your Hand?
Is this
Being an That's, 80s girl?
Yeah, yeah.
It's about the only song they had, wasn't it, that I can remember?
I was going to say, it was their only hit anyway, yeah. But here you go.
Traveled in a foreign land to take life on earth to the second birth, and the man was in command. It was a flight on the wings of a young girl's dreams that flew too far away.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
JobsInKent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, JobsInKent.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Tuesday, the 16th of August, with me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
We've had a tweet from Chris. He sent us a picture of him and his daughter.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, that's lovely.
They're
I haven't
listening
seen
from the hospital.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I hope it's going okay, Chris. And, you know, I'll have a look at the photo later. I haven't seen it yet on my timeline, but I'm sure it's there and we'll retweet it. Did they find the doggy? I saw something go through on Twitter, and I didn't read it in depth because there was a lot of conversation about it, but apparently she had a doggy toy that went missing.
Oh, right. I don't know. I'm sure he'll tweet and let us know.
Okay, cool. Anyway, get well soon, Sophie. We're all thinking of you. Right, I've had a tweet from... Who have I had a tweet from? Oh, Sunil at Kent Traffic Law has tweeted to say he's listening in. Hello, Sunil. Thank you so much for joining us. I needed your services a couple of weeks ago, unfortunately. I've been naughty. And you too, yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm going on a speed awareness course. Oh, blimey, look, we've got a complete set in the studio. Everybody's
no,
put
not.
Their hands up.
I'm not. Listeners, I'm not.
Oh, Joe, come on.
Well, not yet. Get well, I have done a lot of driving in the last few weeks.
Get
so
with
you
the
never
vibe.
Know.
Come
Maybe
on.
Maybe it's in the post.
Come on, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. okay, here we go. First one. Denise Wilton. Vanilla Web. Joe Dodds, shout out, please. Denise Wilton, bringing business back up, big ideas and bountiful, beautiful marketing, courtesy of the Business Bunker.
That's not bad, Paul. I'm impressed. Have you
really?
Been practicing?
No, I've just seen that. That's the first time I've seen that one.
Ah.
So there you go.
Maybe we'll get you on the next one.
Shall I read the next one now?
Go on, then.
We've got another one from Denise, yeah, who says, dementia friends depends on deeply dedicated, devoted and driven doyens to dovetail with... contact Medway DAA. That's a Twitter handle.
Very good. I love the way she's incorporating the tongue twisters into promotional messages as well.
It's very clever, isn't it?
It's
a test. It's a joke. It's a marketing plea. And well, you know, I mean, how clever is that? Thank you, Niece.
Genius.
Yeah, genius. Absolute genius. Thank you. And Equinox 3D has asked me to wrap the tweets. Yeah. Yeah, that's going
to
work,
isn't
it?
There's a podcast I used to listen to where he used to get like prestigious authors and business people on, and they had to either sing or rap their favourite quote as part of the thing. And I just used to think, how ridiculous. I just wouldn't go on it. It's like ridiculous. And they all rapped it and they were all rubbish.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Pointless.
Pointless, exactly.
I can't find exactly what this is about, but I want to mention it. Jackie Offin of JJ Systems, do give her a follow on the Twitter. She has just recently put all of her staff through a dementia awareness course, and they found it incredibly useful talking about dementia in the workplace. It's something that I want to mention on air now while I'm thinking about it. I'm actually in the process of putting together an event which will take place at County Hall Maidstone on the 2nd of November that is looking at the whole range of supported needs in the world of work, dementia being one of them. And Jackie has got some really interesting blogs and a really interesting story to tell about dementia. And she's also arranging an event of her own. I can't find it at the moment to give you the details. But when I do, I will tweet it out and I will also cover it on air. And we're also going to put a blog up by Jackie to look at some of the things that she and her staff have been doing. But at the moment, she highly recommends doing a dementia awareness day.
There's some projects going on. I'm a trustee for Age UK, and there's been some projects around dementia in Hythe particularly.
Yeah.
The local council have got involved in setting stuff up, and I think it's all around Kent. There's been funding for that sort of stuff, so that, you know, if you go, people go into banks and into coffee shops and things like that, that people know how to sort of deal with them, which is great.
Absolutely. And also, if you go to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website and click on the blog tab, there's a blog from MDAA, that's the Medway Dementia and Alzheimer Action Group, and there's a whole blog about dementia, and there's also some downloadable free resources for managing Alzheimer's and dementia in the workplace. Mm-hmm. So do check that out and download your free guide to that.
Lovely.
Cool. Do you know what? I think it's about time we talk to our first guest, don't you?
I think we should.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show two young entrepreneurs, Ben and Emma. And Ben and Emma are from Highworth Grammar School, and they recently took part in the Young Enterprise School Company of the Year, and they were rather successful. And I'm saying that as one of the early judges that judges one of their first efforts in the, I think, the South Kent Awards, but you've gone Ashford Awards, and they've gone way past that now. I mean, they're in the stratosphere. Ben, Emma, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Pleasure to meet you both.
Hello, thank you.
Cool. Tell us a little bit about you guys. Tell us a bit about where you are in your school life and what made you want to get involved in Young Enterprise.
Okay, so I'm Ben. I'm the CEO of Green Shoots Limited. Emma and I, we're both year 12 students at Highworth Grammar School.
So you're doing A-levels?
Yeah, getting results for ASs on Thursday.
Well, are you nervous?
Just a little bit.
Not too bad.
What are you predicting? Come on.
I can't remember.
To do really well,
better
I think.
Better than
what
Yeah.
Too optimistic.
Yeah.
But no, so we got involved in Young Enterprise through our mentor, Paul Johnson, also on the show today. Beginning of September, he came in school, pitched Young Enterprise as an amazing opportunity to be involved, get into the business world. We both take business studies, so we thought, what a great opportunity. Jumped in, and we've loved it this year, running our own business, being really successful.
Cool. So for those listeners that don't know, tell us a little bit about what Young Enterprise is about from your point of view as pupils. How's it sold to you? What do you have to do? How do you go about the process?
Well, when Paul came in, he sort of explained to us what Young Enterprise was and that we'd get the opportunity to set up a business at the age of 16, 17, which is pretty amazing to say.
Yep.
And then basically, we were just let out into the wide world to set up our own little business.
They unleashed you on the world, yeah. Did they, Emma?
They did. Yeah, and so we got all the help that we needed. Paul was always there if we became stuck or if we needed advice and anything, because it's completely new to every one of us.
Okay.
But yeah, we really enjoyed it.
So, just so the listeners know, there's quite a big team of you involved in this business. It wasn't just you two guys, was it?
Yeah, there's 11 of us in the team. So we're all business students in year 12 at Highworth,
right.
Which has been amazing because there's so much kind of energy, ideas to bounce off each other. It's not just a couple of us.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. So basically, you're not given any feeders for this, are you? You go into it and they go, start a company. Start a business. That's it. Yeah. So you have to decide what the business is, how to start it, and what to do. So talk us through the process that you went through as a group of 11 pupils faced with this thing that says, I know, let's start a business.
So it started off. We had a meeting with Paul and we all kind of sat around a table. Quite a few of us were new students to the school, so none of us had a clue who we all were.
Right.
So we had to introduce each other. We had to pitch for the roles we wanted. So, for example, I had to pitch. I had to kind of give myself a little speech about why I wanted to be the managing director.
Can I just ask you something at that point, based on what you said? And I don't want to get you into trouble here, Ben. But my understanding is Highworth is a girls' grammar school.
It is, yes.
Sensible man.
Say no more.
So you're fairly entrepreneurial anyway. You know, you're pretty good at marketing and all that in the first place, really, because you've got yourself
opportunities.
Yeah. You've got a great eye for an opportunity. So, I just wanted to make that clear.
Him.
Yeah, sorry, Ben.
Moving on.
Can I ask a question, actually? In my experience of Young Enterprise, sometimes what you start with isn't how you end up with, as far as the board's concerned. Did you all stick with the roles that you had, or did you have some shuffling around as the year went on?
I think we actually have stuck as the roles that we were sort of given or chose to start with, but we've all sort of done little bits to help each other out. So we've only got one person on finance, so we all sort of help her out a little bit.
So you've made it a team effort, and you've really worked as a team to do that.
100%. We started with 11. We've still got 11, so that's something a lot of Young Enterprise companies don't manage. So
yeah, absolutely.
We're really proud that we've managed to do that.
Yeah, Joe's absolutely right. A lot of companies that start, they kind of change all the way through the process, and they change personnel and they lose people who lose interest and all the rest of it. And I would hazard a guess that one of the reasons that you were so successful, and you have been very successful, is because you started off with a plan and you executed it without too much deviation.
And I'd imagine Paul was helpful in that as well.
I can't imagine that. Well,
you need to know what's expected of you. And if you've not had a business before, you know, quite often you can think you want to be the whatever role it is and then find actually it wasn't what you expected. Yeah. So, you know, good on you for all understanding that. And I guess Paul had a part to play in that as well.
Let's hear from Paul very quickly. Paul Johnson, who's CEO of Vistage.
Or Vistage, Paul likes
I want to call it Vistage.
Vistage, Paul.
Vistage. I'm trying
You've
to
always
make,
been aspiring,
I'm,
haven't you?
I'm trying to make it continental. Vistage. But you're also a school mentor with Young Enterprise for the Ashford Board. Paul, tell us a little bit about why you got involved in this whole scheme in the first place and how you found it.
Yeah, hi Paul. Great to be back on the show
again. Yeah, it's good to have you.
When I left the corporate world, I was setting up my my first Vistage group in Kent, and I had a bit of time on my hands, and I thought, what better time to get involved and sort of try to help, a educational charity to help 16-year-olds to get some experience of the business world. So I hooked up with the local team. Really thought it was a fantastic organisation. I think I don't think we do enough in schools. Certainly when I was back in school, not enough was done to help us to really understand what business is about. And I thought, what better way to learn business than to actually have to do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's the real power of the young enterprise concept. You set up a company, you decide what product you're going to sell, you name your company, you all have roles, and you work on making this thing happen for a year. And then you run take part in a competition where you meet some of the best companies of young kids around the country and you get to compete with each other to see who's best.
Yeah. And these are real businesses, aren't they? They really are registered businesses.
That's what I was gonna say. It's the fact that it's real, isn't it?
The thing that a lot of people don't understand. They are real, legitimate, registered businesses with all the rules and regulations that any other business has to follow. As you know, Paul, I've been lucky enough to be chairman of judges for the Ashford Board and occasionally for the Kent region for Young Enterprise. I'm not officially part of Young Enterprise, but I do that. And I also happen to chair the Young Enterprise public speaking competitions. And Young Enterprise is something that I think is a fabulous, fabulous organisation. And I'd really like to see far more schools take part, to be honest.
Yeah, Paul, I think you're absolutely right. In my experience, the students really love to do it. I think a lot of schools maybe haven't heard of Young Enterprise. Maybe a number think that it's a lot of work for them to do in what is a busy year for the students. But, it is such a great learning experience.
Absolutely.
Kids who go through this program, consistently get better results in their business studies. I think they look more attractive when they go into the world or into the university environment, and I think it's great for the school. So I agree with you. I can't see why every school in Kent wouldn't participate.
I absolutely agree. It is such a major benefit to the students. Yeah. I mean, employers love it, absolutely love it, more than a lot of other things that they do. And I really can't understand why more schools don't get involved because it is a massive benefit.
Well, I shared with you earlier, I'm on the board in Dover, and I did a business day with Astor College last year, and the guys there were just so enthusiastic, and they just did just a day. It must have been 2 years ago, because then last year they started a company like Ben, and I've just forgotten your name.
Emma,
like Ben and Emma. And they went through and won the Dover final. And it's really unusual, because in that area, it's all independent schools and grammar schools. And, they actually won it, which was just so great for them, really, motivational. So,
But Jo, it's open to all types of schools.
Exactly.
It's not just about grammar schools. It's not just about independent schools.
Any school.
Any school can participate.
We'd
love to talk to schools about
absolutely.
It.
Yeah. And every school. Come on. We need far more schools to get involved
in
this.
Can I say, we had a school with special needs that actually joined in Dover as well.
Absolutely.
So, it really does mean all schools. So.
Absolutely.
So back to Highworth.
Let's go back to Ben and Emma. And so start telling us about the business that you actually came up with, Green Shoots Limited. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea for the business and what the business is.
So Green Shoots is a company that makes bespoke, completely handmade wooden plaques and coasters. So we take in recycled wooden pallets, we cut them down, we sand them, we oil them, we then engrave them with a laser cutter. We've done this through local outsourcing companies who do it for us. We've done it in school, we've experimented, we've tested it all out, come up with a really effective production line. And then we market the products so as they're bespoke. There's lots of interaction with the customers, which have been really beneficial for us, kind of marketing, customer service, and loads of lessons learned there.
Cool. So how are you marketing the products? Are you doing that online? Are you doing it at trade shows? How are you selling them?
We are doing trade shows as well. We've been to quite a few trade fairs and craft fairs around school and around little villages. But we've also got a website as well for our company, where we've got an online shop as well, so we can sell it on there and people can customise it online, and then we'll get the order straight into our emails, and then we can just make it from there.
And that's www.greensheetsltd.com.
Quick bit of marketing plug in there. Go for it. He's not slow off the mark at all, is he?
Brilliant.
Absolutely. And I love all the things that you've been doing with that. And of course, you've hit something that is on trend at the moment, which is upcycling, recycling of things like pallets and planks and scaffold boards and all those kind of things. So,
can I ask how you came up with that idea? Because there are obviously so many things that you could have done.
I think we kind of stumbled across it, didn't we? It's something a lot of us were kind of quite passionate about was the recycling.
Yeah.
It's really topical. It's always in the news. People at school kind of bought into it, so we stumbled across it really because we originally wanted to make phone chargers.
Yeah,
I think
phone chargers.
That didn't pick up, so we stumbled across it. It came through.
Oh,
the
did
name.
You see what he did there? Phone chargers didn't pick up.
Okay.
He's starting a pun now as well. Before in a minute he's going to come around this side and chuck me out of the chair.
He's got my plan there.
Yeah,
invested.
I actually love that. I love the fact that you let the ideas evolve, because so many businesses actually do really in reality start like that. You know, people start off with one idea, but as they do more research, as they talk to more people, it evolves into something else. And that's quite right. One of the points that people fail is that they have an idea and they don't adapt it. Yeah, they try and do it in the face of the market not wanting it.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep on keeping on when they shouldn't. Yeah, where it needs adapting. So I really love the fact that you kind of quickly evolved into what you wanted to do. But once you settled on it, you then settled on it and you did it.
I think that's one of our key lessons, and we've got to thank Paul for that, because he's given us kind of the motivation, the drive to kind of push forward, keep moving forward at every single stumble, just get over it, keep pushing forward and making sure you're really focused.
Yeah.
And that's something that Young Enterprise has really taught us, and it's great for school life, personal life, business, everything.
So absolutely right, Ben. It is a great lesson, and that is the power of doing this, isn't it? It isn't, you know, you're not trying to, you know, create Apple in a school or, you know, Microsoft or something. You're trying to get some learning benefit out of the process of doing this as much as anything else.
What would be useful would be to also just share what you're judged on in the competition, because I think people listening might just think you have to have like a successful business with tons of sales, and that can be demoralising for people if they think that, you know, other schools are going to have a better idea or whatever. It's not just about that, is it?
No, I mean, you have to have a trade stand, so you have to try and sort of produce a stand where people sort of come around the trade fair and they'll look at your stand and they'll mark you on sort of how well you're putting your business across, how well you're sort of saying this is what we do. So one of the benefits of our stands were we had the pallet that we would make the coasters and plats from sort of at the front of our stand, so people could actually see what we went from to what we came to. So you come up to our stand and you go, we know what they make.
Absolutely.
So that was one of the areas that we got judged on. We also have a company report where we have to display more or less everything about our company.
I can see it from here. It looks very professional.
Yeah, it's like a business plan.
Even the cream paper just makes it look posh.
It took quite a long time to make.
It did. Yeah. Many sleepless nights, I think. Emma and I went through that from scratch.
So we get judged on that as well. And then towards the end of the day at the competitions, we have we have to do a speech. So, I mean, you do the speeches, don't you?
Yes, I was one of the presentation team. So it's like pitching a business. So you have your business plan, which pitches on paper, and then we have to go out there on stage at Southeast. There was a couple of hundred people there, and the judges sit there. They ask us a few questions at the end, but it's all about us for, I think, 4 minutes, was it? Four minutes?
Yeah.
We have to stand up there, tell everyone about our business, what we do, and why we love Young Enterprise, really.
Absolutely. So as a judge, I could tell you this.
I was a judge too, just in a different one.
I know. So there are a number of criteria around the start of the business, and there are some things you can do and some things you can't do. So you can't sell food, for instance, because of all the health and hygiene and safety issues. So there are some criteria around that. Then you have to operate a business, and it doesn't say you have to make a profit, but you have to show, you know, your revenue and your pricing and all the rest of it. And then, as Ben and Emma have said, there's a judging day in which you have to put together a stand, you have to do a presentation, and you have to show us your business plan. So it's an in-depth process.
Mm. As Joe said, you know, it's not actually just about who sold the most.
Yeah.
It's actually about the journey.
Yeah.
What did we learn? What were the tough bits? What were the good bits? What did we learn?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's why it's such a good educational kind of program, really.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah, without any shadow of a doubt. So, guys, you you kind of breezed the Ashford one. If I remember rightly, you won 4 out of 5 categories, if I remember rightly. You're pretty much a clean sweep.
Do you know, when I heard that, I've got my eye on Highworth for my 10-year-old, and I was like, oh, she's definitely going there now, as long as she gets through our Kent test.
Nice one.
Yeah, I think the school understood that.
Yeah. You won Ashford. What happened from there?
So after Ashford, we moved on to the Kent final. We won that too. We picked up another couple of awards in the bag.
Cool.
So that was amazing. It was the same process, just on a slightly bigger scale. Competition kind of hotted up a bit.
Yep.
We then moved on to the southeast, so we went all the way to Dorking. Nice minibus trip all the way up there.
I saw the pictures of your trip. Yeah.
On our Twitter, at greensheet_LTT. Getting out there again.
He's a plugger, isn't he? He's a little plugger.
So we had a nice day out, and again, the same process, but again, even more competition.
Yeah.
We picked up an award there as well for our trade stand. And our marketing really came through. And then after that, we didn't get that far, but
it's really
it moves
high
on
level
to national, yeah.
Standard at that level. I went to the one in Guildford a few years ago, the South East final, and that was when the guys who had the beanie hats, I can't think what they were called now, Commando, was it? Something like that. And they were just amazing. And just everybody there was just, you know, I was blown away because I hadn't seen a lot at that stage, and I just couldn't believe how high the standard is. So well done for pulling off what you did.
Thank you. It's fantastic.
And that was an experience in itself because everyone there was like us. They were so passionate.
Yes.
They had their businesses. They'd taken them from nothing to, you know, some of them making amazing amounts of profit.
Yeah.
All of us learning so much and really loving it. So,
you see, all business people out there, all old business people out there, particularly ones who are running their own businesses, need to go to these events just to feel like there is a future. When you see the quality of the youth that are coming
absolutely.
You know, not just go to the events. Definitely you should go to the events, but how about being a business mentor?
Absolutely.
If you're running your own business and you've got something to give, why not give back? I have to say, Paul, it was one of the most satisfying things I've ever done. So
it's brilliant.
Get involved.
It is absolutely brilliant. Listen, we talk to lots of business people here. Some business people can be disparaging about the youth of today, and they don't think a lot of young people have the necessary wherewithal to enter the workplace. If you get involved with young people, you'll soon dissuade yourself of that, because there are plenty of very, very talented, driven, motivated and capable young people coming out of our schools right now.
Yeah, go take a look at the website that these guys did. Emma put that together. You know, fantastic job. Their business report, it's just so professional. And their trade stand looked absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
So I think it really sets the bar, I tell you.
Absolutely.
16-year-olds have come a long way since I was a 16-year-old.
Exactly.
And it's not the end, is it? You're carrying on with the business. You've gone through the rounds of the competition, but the business still exists and you're still operating.
No, we're still operating at the moment. We're going to see sort of, because we've got our full A levels to do next year, so how much time it will take, you know, to keep the business running. Mm. But
if I remember rightly, and it might have been Emma that did this, and this impressed me knowing, and if it wasn't you, it was one of the other girls in the team. But I, on the night of the judging at the Ashford competition, I said, so what are your plans? And I'd asked the same of all the other entrants. What are your plans for this business in the long term? And there was a lot of umming and ahhing and all the rest of it. And it might have been you, Emma. It's certainly one of the girls said to me, we'll probably flog it to the next lot.
Brilliant.
And I thought, oh, yes, I'm really loving that.
Do you know, that's really interesting as well. Dover College do Young Enterprise, and they have done for a long, long time. And they often used to have the same or similar products as part of their fundraising. They do the hoodies. They did a different thing this year. But given that it was the same product and it was sort of an iteration of the same sort of business, that would have been a great opportunity. But they never thought of that, I don't think.
I just thought that was absolutely cracker. And I can imagine judging it next year with a bunch that came along with Green Shoots too. And you went, I've seen that, and they went, yeah, well, we bought the business as a going concern, and now we've taken it to the next level, and we've incorporated mushrooms in it or something. I don't know. Yeah, but do you know what I mean? I don't know where that came from, but do you know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, he is a successful businessman, even though that was very random.
No. See, my thought process was this, that if you've got a load of pallets hanging around out the back, you could actually grow mushrooms on them. Yeah, because mushrooms grow on wood.
Oh, a friend of mine from school makes pallet chairs and tables for events and festivals and things out of pallets. So there's an opportunity. And you could brand them.
Garden furniture.
Yes, exactly.
Do you know, in Fruitworks, which is a community workspace that I own in Canterbury, my son Jamie, who manages it, he made all the furniture. out of planks and stuff. And we put a load of pictures on the interweb. And we got a firm of lawyers in the city emailed me and said, oh, where can we get that furniture? I went, it's just made out of planks. And they went, oh, well, we'd like to buy some. So I said to Tammy, do you fancy knocking up some solicitor's
out
furniture
of posh planks this
out
time.
Of posh planks? Yeah, we can actually plane these ones down so there's no splinters.
Well, yeah, on that, we have an idea. Our next idea we really want to push is the corporate market. So something that we think would be really beneficial. Vistage bought into it. My dad's food health and safety company bought into that, where we make the coasters, and it's a great marketing tool, you know, send out to clients, have them around the office when people come in to visit you. Yeah. So
two things there. One of them, he's fallen into the Vistage thing. Posh
he's market. There already, yeah.
And I've been trained.
And secondly, isn't it interesting how they've played down the whole, we'll carry on, we don't know, we'll see how we get on with our studies. But they've got their next idea already, so I'm not quite sure. They're just playing it down, aren't they?
They're going to be in business long before they finish university, these two, I can tell.
Hey, listen, guys. The next Apple.
Listen, guys, it's been really good to talk to you. Fantastically well done. Give us a shout for your website, Emma.
Yep, so the website is www.greenshootsltd.com.
Cool, and you're on the Twitter.
That's greenshoots_LTD.
Lovely. Ben and Emma, all power to you. Well done. It's absolutely fantastic achievement.
Thank you very much.
Keep on keeping on. Good luck with your A-level results. But more than that, get into business as soon as you can, because you've got a lot to offer, and you're going to bring a lot of very good stuff to the economy of Kent. Well done, and keep on keeping on. I just want to talk to Paul now, just to finish off on Young Enterprise and your mentorship work. And we were saying about how powerful and important it is in schools. We really do need more schools taking part, don't we?
Yeah, we really do, Paul, you know. Yeah. And the Young Enterprise Board in Ashford and all the others around Kent would love to talk to any headmasters or leaders in schools who'd like to get their school involved.
Absolutely.
And if you're a parent, push it. Ask the school whether they're doing it or not.
Believe me, this is great for these students. So
absolutely.
Please do get involved. The Ashford Board will help you. Reach out to me. Vistage Paul, and I'll connect you with the right people.
And on that note, give us a quick update on where we are with Vistage.
As
we're now calling it.
Thanks, Paul.
So
I guess I came to see you almost a year ago.
I was indeed.
I was setting up my first Vistage group in Kent. Mm. Today I've got 16 fantastic members in my CEO group that's focused on businesses from sort of 5 million up to about 100 million. We meet once a month and we talk about each other's issues as well as get some education on business topics. So I'm now in the process of putting together my next Vistage group focused on the small business sector. So literally from startup through to about 5 million of revenue. Okay. I've already got 7 local businesses committed and signed up. We've got our first meeting coming up on the 1st of September. I'd love to talk to any entrepreneurs out there, managing directors, CEOs who'd like to get involved. So please do reach out to me.
How can I get in touch with you, Paul?
They can get in touch with me through my email, which is pauljohnson@vistagechair.co.uk, or through my handle, VistagePaul.
Fantastic. So do follow that up. Find out what Paul's up to. If you're a startup to £5 million turnover business based in Kent on Medway, and you'd like to join a group of CEOs, like-minded CEOs, to help grow your business, then you need to talk to Paul.
You do. Vistage companies grow at 3 times the rate of the national average of small businesses. So we can make a real difference to your bottom line.
Fantastic. Paul, thank you so much for that. Thanks to Ben and Emma for joining us. Thanks for Paul. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Green Shoots Limited and Paul Johnson of Vistage, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cool. I've had a tweet here from Liz Armand, and Liz has asked for a shout out. Liz is a small business mentor. She calls herself the healer's healer. I empower you to stay healthy and financially stable in business. So do give her a follow on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Liz Armand, as in the nut, all one word, Liz Armand. Do check that out. Have you got an email or
I've got
a tweet
an email
that you
just
want?
To follow on, actually, which is about Young Chamber, just to say that, you know, what do they say on the BBC? Other things are available? No.
Other chambers are available?
No, you know, whatever that word is. But anyway, so yeah, there's a Young Chamber open day. Young Chamber is a member offer for schools and colleges from the accredited Chambers of Commerce in the UK. Its purpose is to help bridge the gap between businesses and the education sector. They provide a range of different ways in which Chambers of Commerce can help schools and colleges tap into the knowledge, skills and experience that local businesses can provide students for them to succeed in the world of work. Interestingly, Ofsted findings show over a third of the schools failed to provide sufficient opportunities for students to engage directly with local businesses. So going back to what we were saying about young enterprise and getting involved, that really needs to happen. And employers think that apprentices are 15% more employable than those with other qualifications. So Tuesday, the 23rd of August, at Innovation House in Discovery Park, Sandwich, there's a Young Chamber open day. So if you look on the website. And just to finish this page, because there's two on the same page, there's a networking breakfast with Kent and Victor Chamber, which is the 26th of August at the Chamber in Ashford, 8 till 10 in the morning. And that's a networking breakfast with guest speaker Andrew Priestley. And the talk is entitled Your Marketing.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. The tweets are still coming in thick and fast. The lovely Amanda Wells has tweeted. You will remember Amanda from her appearance on the show last week with her lava shells.
Yes.
I'm still chilled, Bird. I am still chilled after that. Can you believe it? I am.
It was lovely.
And Amanda is suggesting that some of you might like to participate of massage.
Ah, see?
Massage.
And Denise has just said, massage. You did really well on the tongue twisters and you seem to find those easier than normal talking. I think you're absolutely right, Denise.
No, it's because people keep changing the name of things. Yeah. It's always been Vistage, and now they did that. They called it Vistage just to be different.
So just now massage has turned into massage, is
it? Yeah, well, I'm just following the same logic that it was massage, and now it's massage.
You see, that's why people struggle to learn English. There's so many anomalies.
But you also don't say Vistage, say Vistage. So I thought I won't say massage, I'll say massage. Yeah.
So I've got another tongue twister for
you. Yeah, go for it.
You want to repeat after me? So yeah. What noise annoys an oyster most? A noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
That's easy for you to say. No, absolutely not. Thank you for that, everyone. So you can follow Amanda at lava_spa. But more than that, why don't you get a massage at work? Because I can highly recommend
now
it.
Now you say it, you sound really dodgy. A massage.
A massage. See, I can't win. It doesn't matter what I do.
Oh, dear.
Good.
There we go. Can I give a shout-out to NAG Recruitment?
You can indeed. There's the lovely folks over there in Sittingbourne.
Big shout-out to the boys and girls, busy placing people in perm and temp jobs across Kent and beyond. And we've had a tweet from Chris about the dog.
Oh, yeah.
But it says, doggy disappeared, desperate dilemma, disaster. So we've got
our... Oh, here we go. Come off it. Come on, guys. Give us
Denise
a break.
Denise has started something. The trouble is, it still doesn't tell us whether they founded it or not, does it?
I suppose they're trying to work out a load of alliteration for,
Yeah, found it doesn't begin with D, does it?
No. So they've got to think of a load of words beginning with F now.
Yes, exactly. So we'll look forward to that one. Yeah. And Chris Pollard says he's not in our speed awareness club. and he called you, because I'm not in it either, hashtag naughty peeps.
Okay. I'm still trying to work out how they can tell us that the dog's been found in alliteration.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, well, look forward to it.
Fluffy, foofy, foo-foo.
There's not a lot to do when you're in hospital, so I'm sure they'll be spending all their next half an hour thinking about it.
I'm sure they will.
The end of the show, I'm sure it will.
I'll let you read it out when it arrives. The British Assessment Bureau have tweeted me, and their Twitter handle is TheBabOfficial, the B-A-B official, the British Assessment Bureau. They say, Berliner Web, Business Bunker. Tending for Success, a free workshop in Rootham on the 26th of September. Ideal for business owners, managers who are tender bid writing. For more information and to reserve a slot at our free Tendering for Success workshop, visit... It got shortened. Sorry, guys. Let's see if I can find the long link.
That was almost you speaking normally.
Yeah. It's their website, which is british-assessment.co.uk. So british-assessment.co.uk is where you can find out about Tendering for Success.
Lovely. We've had a tweet from a rather amazing company.
But hold on. Just before you do that, though, I'm just going to say this because this is my own defence.
Go on, then.
I read out the tweets that people actually tweet. It doesn't say tendering in the tweet. It says tender for success, as in love me tender. Yeah. So I think they misspelt that. So I've changed that to tendering. But sometimes
it
I just read out
tender.
What I put. Tender.
Yeah. You say tender.
Yeah,
say
I suppose so. Yeah. Anyway, in the next tweet they put tendering. So.
Oh. So you did. You did get a try. So yes, we've had a tweet from a rather amazing company called Green Shoots.
Really? Never heard of them.
They're saying it's a brilliant show, and I think they're absolutely right.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it wouldn't be these two. It's the rest of them back at the ranch.
No, although I have seen them fiddling around on the phone with Ben saying, "How do you do this Twitter thing?"
Yeah.
So I think it might have been them.
Can't they work Twitter? They need an old guy. That's what they need, is somebody old and long in the tooth that can teach them how to do social media.
So there's loads of us here to help you.
Yeah. Just don't come anywhere near me with Snapchat. That's
all. No.
I can't work Snapchat. I did a radio show in America last week.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you?
Didn't listen to it, but I saw it.
No, of course you didn't listen to it. But we were talking about various social media platforms. And Ken, who was the co-host with me, he was saying about Snapchat is the thing at the moment. Mm. And I just said, do you know what? I downloaded Snapchat and I couldn't work it out. And he went, ah. He said, and then he went into his spiel that anybody over 35 really can't cope with Snapchat because they've deliberately made it arcane. If you try and work out how to use it, it deliberately doesn't tell you. Part of the whole idea is to work it out for yourself. And as an old git, I just gave up after about 10 minutes. It's not that simple,
Bird.
Bird's
simple.
Going, it's really easy. Yeah, but
I
you're
know somebody in her 50s who's using it very successfully.
Bird loves it, she says. But she's young and trendy, isn't she? And I'm old and not.
I hate anything that's like immediate.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even go there.
Anyway, I can't work out how to use Snapchat, so I deleted it again. I'm only just getting to grips with Instagram, and all that's it's a photograph.
Yeah, I took a photograph of my tidy drawer yesterday.
I saw that.
Somebody replied and asked me where my stapler was.
I could see it was in the top right-hand box. Then. Did you make the little tidiers yourself? Because it wasn't one of those, plastic
from
ones.
No, they were out of Ellie's drawer.
Oh, see.
I tipped all her pants out and stuck them in the drawer in a big pile.
As you would.
And used it to make my drawer look cool.
As you would. We've had a tweet from Fruitworks. Hi, Joe Dodds. What is this?
It's the Joe Dodds Show.
It's welcome to the Joe Dodds Show. Yeah.
But Fruitworks. Who's this Fruitworks? This is not your son, is it?
No, it's probably Kelly that tweeted this. Hi, Joe and Vanilla Web on the Business Bunker. Shout out, please, for the new expanded Canterbury community workspace. Fruitworks.co is the website. Do check it out. There's loads of space there and loads of interesting things happening. It's lovely. So do check that out.
And we've got DJ Party Anthems, a shout out for a new show on Channel Radio, 10 o'clock Saturday the 3rd. I was going to say, please to Mr. T, but then it says, please tar Mr. T. So I didn't quite get that
that's
right.
That's Mikey T.
Mikey T. Oh, it's Mikey T.
Mikey T with the DJ Anthems show back on the radio on September the 3rd. And we're really looking forward to that. It's a cracking show. It's mad. It's mad.
Madder than this one.
It's madder. It's much madder than this one. It is truly mad.
I'm still trying to work out that 1967 one that you were explaining to me last year. Last year?
Last year.
Last week. Oh, it's been a long
week. See, it's not
holidays.
Just me. It's not just me. Do you mean I was Lord Kitchener's valet?
That's it. Okay. That one.
1967.
Not valet or valet or any of those other ways.
Valet.
Valet. Yes.
There's a sumptuous Kentish gourmet dinner hosted by Baroness Debbie Stedman Scott, and it's taking place at the Mulberry Tree in Boughton-on-Chelsea on Thursday the 15th of September. And this wonderful collaboration between the Mulberry Tree and Biddenden Vineyard, guests will enjoy a 7-course tasting menu.
Wow.
Each course paired with a Biddenden wine. This sounds like a dual circuit event, doesn't it, really?
Yes.
Yeah. The event is in aid of local children's charity Dandelion Time, who support children experiencing serious emotional and behavioural difficulties. Often these have arisen from abuse or domestic violence within a home. Tickets are just a mere £75 a person. To book, please call Maidstone 01622 749082. That's Maidstone 01622 749082. If you're unable to attend, then perhaps you might like to donate an auction prize. I do happen to know Baroness Debbie Stedman Scott, who's a lovely lady, who was heavily involved in the Tomorrow People, which was an employment charity that I used to be involved with. I know the Mulberry Tree, which is owned by the lovely Karen Williams, and it's a fabulous restaurant. I don't know much about Biddenden Wines because I'm teetotal, but apparently they're pretty good. And I certainly do know Dandelion Time, and I've spent quite a bit of time over at their at their home in East Farley, just outside Maidstone. They are a fabulous charity. You will support it, otherwise we'll send Joe round to sort you out.
Yeah. So you've just reminded me. Do you remember that conversation with the Butterflies and what's they called, their name again? Butterflies and Dreams events.
Amanda.
And we were talking about canapes.
Yeah.
Petit Canapé on the Twitter sent a message last week saying, could she have a studio address and she'd send us canapes? And I tweeted it to you, hoping you would follow it up, because I don't know the studio address. And I don't see any canapes.
I didn't see the tweet, I don't think.
Oh,
a blow. We missed out on canapes.
I'm sorry, everybody.
We missed out on canapes,
everyone. But thank you for the offer. And don't do it like next week when I'm not here, or maybe I am. I can't work out.
I probably didn't know. When you tweeted canapes, I probably didn't know what they were.
No,
exactly. I was expecting canapes.
Small sandwiches or something next time.
Yeah, yeah.
And little vol-au-vents, so you won't know what they are either.
Absolutely.
So Paul maybe will reply with an address, but make sure it's a show I'm on, because I always miss the tricks. Okay. Apart from the lava thing, I was here for that, wasn't I?
You were indeed.
The shells.
Do you know what? We're going to have our mid-show break, and we've got some more 80s tunage. What do you reckon?
Lovely.
Go on, name that tune.
Oh, yeah.
Right, he's up on the call wall. Holly Johnson's been here in the studio.
Relax.
Relax.